My guest today is Brian Sherwin. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I already know the answer to this question, but what do you do for a living?
I'm a technical evangelist, and I'm on your team, David.
That's right. That's how I know it. I'm also a technical evangelist. I don't know about you, but this is the best job that I've had in my life so far.
Yeah, and I think this is I found the job that I've loved. And I don't know that I'd necessarily say a dream job, but definitely the job that I love.
Well, let's talk about that, because we were talking earlier. This isn't a coincidence. You didn't just kind of luck into this job. You thought about it a long time.
Right. So interestingly enough, we're here at CodeMash. It's 2015, and it was at CodeMash in 2013 that I realized after going to some sessions and listening to some of the speakers that I really wanted to make a change and I needed something different.
Mm-hmm. Were you unhappy at your old job?
So I had been a consultant for about 20 years, and I was independent for 7 of those years. Mm-hmm. And I kind of realized at that CodeMash that my job was, I was really just changing the consulting company I was working for, but for all intents and purposes, I was really doing just the same thing over and over again. And I realized I wanted to be doing something different.
Okay.
So that was when, I kind of went home from CodeMash, and it wasn't really a New Year's resolution, but, CodeMash happens at the beginning of the year, so it kind of became a New Year's resolution.
All right.
I sat down and I wrote down a list of all the things that I loved about the work that I had done over the last 17 years as a consultant, 20 years as a professional. But then I also made a list of all the things I hated about my job. So I made sure that there was, a time for me to vent that as well. But then when I was done, I took that list of things that I hated and I threw that away because I didn't want that to be my focus. I wanted to focus on finding the stuff that I loved doing.
Well, tell me some of the things that were on that list. What's real near the top of it?
Yeah, so when I was a Microsoft trainer, I loved teaching.
I used to be a Microsoft certified trainer as well.
I loved getting to interact with the students, help them be better developers, teach them new things. That was just one of the things I really enjoyed doing. Beyond that, I enjoyed, in the consulting, I enjoyed going and working with teams. Mm-hmm. And helping those teams get better at what they did, not just from a development perspective, but how they work together as a team and those kind of things as well.
So you're a people person is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, yeah. Right. I really enjoy being around people.
Uh-huh.
And, so the cubicle life, I did not like being in cubes. And I loved it when development companies started going out to these, these open spaces. That was really good.
Okay.
But, I took that list and I had probably 20 things that I had on that list that were things that I really loved doing. And I began reading through that list and I thought through all the things that I had done. And I started asking myself, well, who does that kind of work? Who are the people that are doing those jobs? I thought back to some of my engagements that I had done with Microsoft. And, I wrote some of this up in my blog, but a couple of the guys that I worked with, Will Sweeney and Mario Fulon, and, I knew guys like Brian Prince and Drew Robbins, who were evangelists at Microsoft in Columbus before me.
Okay, I know some of those guys.
So I knew these guys, and so I kind of reached out and I said, hey, what do you do, and what's your role, and what is your week like? And I just kind of realized that since most of the guys that I knew did those things worked for Microsoft, I kind of made the decision I should be working for Microsoft.
Okay, so you thought good people must be a good company,
right? But I didn't know where I would fit.
Yeah, it's a big company.
There are so many things you can do at Microsoft. You could be Microsoft Consulting Services. You could be a technical evangelist.
Sure, you could be on a product team.
You could be a premier field engineer. So I started meeting with some of my friends who worked for Microsoft. And I'd take them to lunch and say, what do you do? What does your week look like? What do I need to know to be able to do your job? And I found some things that I didn't know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going to lunch with Ken Kilty, and he said, yeah, so my day, I, You know, sometimes I go in and I'll do a performance test, and you know, maybe I'll bring up WinDebug and we'll find some weird bug that's going on.
That's something that a lot of people don't know how to do.
Yeah. So I asked WinDBG. I asked him. I said, well, you know, I've never had to do WinDebug. What do I need to know to learn that? And so, you know, Ken graciously gave me some guidance and said, hey, you know, go check out these things, check out these resources.
Mm-hmm. One of them was my interview with Dave Truxell about that.
Gotcha. So, you know, it was you know, do a little bit of research and learn some stuff. And one thing I always made sure I did was, you know, hey, can you introduce me to somebody else at Microsoft that does something that I like? And so I met with a number of Microsoft employees over the time, you know, made a number of phone calls, had a number of people out to lunch. And over a period of time, I kind of settled on two roles that I thought were a good fit for me. Maybe not a fit for everybody, but for me, they were the things that I loved doing. Uh-huh. And so I went out to the Microsoft career site, created a custom search for those things, and started just checking it once a week and seeing if those jobs existed. In a really bad week, I was checking it 3 times a week.
Yeah. You know? That's how you know what your day job was going, how often you check that.
So it was in January that I had made that decision, and it wasn't until November that those positions opened up. And interestingly enough, they both opened up within a week of each other.
Ah.
So, you know, that was kind of an interesting thing.
Went so you applied for both?
I did. I applied for both. And I went through the interview process. I talked to the recruiter along the way. And, yeah, I made the finals for both both of those jobs.
Yeah, I interviewed you for one of them.
Interestingly enough, yeah. And what was also interesting was that finals day, they were back-to-back days.
Okay.
And my recruiter said, you're not going to be able to make both. You got to pick one. Pick the one that you want the most.
Okay.
And, you know, I thought about all the things that I had knew about the job of a technical evangelist and a premier field engineer. And I felt this was the one I wanted.
And you got it.
And I got it.
4 or 5 candidates that day, I think.
But it was a good 16 months from, well, I guess 15 months. It was 15 months from the day I decided I needed a new job to the day I started at Microsoft was 15 months.
Did you make the right choice?
I believe so. I'm having the time of my life.
Let's summarize here the things that you did. Because I think I want some takeaways for people watching this to apply to their own lives, that you thought about what you liked doing. You thought about what you didn't like doing.
Right.
You wrote them down. You made lists. Figured that out.
Right.
And then you planned those. And then you applied that. You looked to see what jobs are out there, what companies are out there that can meet those. And then you found people at those companies and in those jobs and got more information.
Right. And that's what it was. You know, it's really think about what it is that you love. You know, sometimes I've talked to a number of people. You know, at conferences, I've talked to a number of people even this week. Where, you know, it's kind of like they're unhappy with their job right now, and so they're thinking about a change or they want to make a change, but it's just they're just trying to change the right now, but they don't really have a vision of what that thing is that they want and what they need to go and so my advice to them and I wrote this on my blog, the key takeaways are find what you love doing. Find what you love doing first.
Wow.
Then find other people that are doing that thing and figure out what you need to do to get there. And in my mind, that's really what a mentorship is all about.
Yeah.
You know, you find somebody who is where you want to be.
Yep.
And you get them to help you find your way to that point and, you know, mentor you along the way and become... Or get that job that you really love to do.
That's interesting. I count some of the technical evangelists as among my mentors, people like Jennifer Marsman, Brian Prince, Josh Holmes. They, even before I joined Microsoft, they were advising me and what I should be doing in the community, and they were inspiring me to do what I love to do.
Right, right.
You said that you had a blog post on this. What's your blog?
My blog is bryansherwin.com.
Okay.
And I've only written one blog post on there. on that particular blog since I joined Microsoft.
Well, now it's out there. Now you have to. The pressure's on.
Yeah, it is. And you know,
because I have literally tens of listeners.
Oh, gotcha.
Going to be flooding that.
So I've got a number of ideas that I want to blog about. Uh-huh. And so you know, I think this is the year that I'm really going to kind of start to get that voice down in writing.
Sounds like a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I guess you know what I'm. It's not my New Year's resolution. It's my Codemash resolution.
The mid-January resolution.
Yeah. You know, just kind of, you know, get that out there. Start making that technical voice, for that. But yeah. So that blog post about finding your dream job is out at BrianSherwin.com.
Excellent, Brian. Thanks so much.
Thank you. So finding your dream job is all about finding the right friends in your technology.